Now he gives us his third motive. And this is also motivation. The love of Christ constraineth us because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Now the love of Christ constrains us. This is a word that has been misunderstood. The thought that has been suggested is that the love of Christ sort of restricts us. It straps us down. That's not the word Paul is using here. What he's saying here, it's the love of Christ that's pushing us out. It's the love of Christ that's motivating us. It's the love of Christ that causes us to give the Word of God out. That is motivation, you see. The love of Christ constraineth us. Because we judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. This is the thing that sent that man, Paul the Apostle, out to the ends of the earth. Now, will you notice as we move on here, the gospel, though, has to be given out, friends, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now, this is the gospel. The love of Christ constrains us. And the gospel is to set forth the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That it is the facts of the gospel. And that when we preach this to man, we call upon man to be reconciled to God now. And this is what the gospel is, that God now says to you to be reconciled. Now, I want you to notice something that he says here. We thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. That actually means mankind is under the sentence of death. When Adam was yonder in the Garden of Eden, he was our federal head. He's the head of that old creation. And that old creation was on trial in Adam. And God said to him, thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that you eatest of it, dying you're going to die. And Adam just deliberately disobeyed God. He came under the sentence of death. And when he did, he took the entire human race down with him. For all were represented in him. And you and I have been born into a family of death. All mankind now is under the sentence of death. Someone has said the very moment that gives you life begins to take it away from you. David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And he meant not the end of life, but he said that all of his life he'd been walking down through this great canyon of death. And it got darker and narrower until finally he'd have to go through that doorway of death. Now, how do you illustrate this? There have been many ways of illustrating this. Dr. Ironside used to have a wonderful illustration. I know Dr. Chafer did. Let me give you an illustration, and I'll give it in my own words here, my own way. Back of where I live and where we have our radio headquarters is a lovely range of mountains called the Sierra Madre Mountains. And up here on the top of Mount Wilson, there is an observatory, one of the famous observatories, the Hale Observatory, however, I think they call the one now down the coast near San Diego that also. But here is Mount Wilson. Now, God created man. He put him up on a high mountain like that. And suppose we're thinking in terms of that, up yonder on top of Mount Wilson. In a paradise, God placed man and placed Adam, and Adam was up there. Now, he had everything that was good for him, but he had one thing that he was not to do. He was a sinless man, but he was told there was something he was not to do. He did that. He fell. We speak of the fall of Adam. Well, he came tumbling down off of that mountain, down where we are down here. We live down here where it's around 700 feet. It's about, I think 6,000 feet up there. He took quite a tumble, you can see. Now, down here, he began to bring into the world a race of people. Now, they don't come into the world way up yonder where Adam was, on the plane where he was innocent. But we come on the plane down here. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, he came into a world where he found us dead in trespasses and sin. He comes into the world, but not way up yonder on that high plain on top of Mount Wilson. You see, he's the sinless one, but he didn't come into a sinless place. He came down here where we are. And he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. But he came down here to save sinners. Now, he can't find any man on that plane of holiness way up there because we've all fallen down to this low plane. Now, what's he going to do? Well, he goes down into the place of death where man is. And he died for all. Why? Because men were dead. And he came down here into this place of death. And he takes believers up with him in resurrection life. And somebody says, well, he's going to take us back up here under the top of Mount Wilson. Oh, no, he's not. He's now taking us to the heavenlies. We are now seated in the heavenlies. And he's raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, if Christ died for all, then we're all dead. He now took our place. And if we're going to live, it's going to be by faith in him, that those through faith should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and he rose again.